God bless you, beloved.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
God bless you, God bless you. How you doing? How you doing, my friend? This is Evangelist William Foster calling here from Total Recovery Healing Ministries, where God is recovering the loss of healing the sick at any cost. I do apologize for all technical difficulties and any delayed in the process, but we've been having some things to come up, and the devil is still shut down, and God is still glorified. Yesterday, today, today is a new day, a day that God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And we are glad to have you on with us live today. And today we want to go into talking about who is on your ship, who's in your ship, who's around your ship. Oh, God, we want to come from the book of Jonah. We want to be coming from Jonah, the first chapter, going into the second chapter. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your blood. We thank you for your keeping power. We thank you, Lord, for your anointing that comes to destroy the yokes, God, of bondage, of lying, of, oh, God, Jesus, fear and guilt and doubt of all kinds of depressions and diseases. Father, we thank you for this wholesome word. We pray that you anoint my lips and anoint my mind and heart afresh. And we pray, God, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. For you are my Lord, my strength, and my Redeemer. I love you and I thank you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless God and amen. Yes, we'll be coming from Jonah, the book of Jonah in the Old Testament. God, we'll be coming from Jonah, the first chapter where he said, first chapter beginning at the first verse. He said, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise and go into Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness and is come up before me. But Jonah arose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. He found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there came with a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. But then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares and the ware, and they were in the ship into the sea, to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, sleep, O sleeper? Arise and call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, come and let us cast lots, that we might know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am in Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which had made the sea and dried the land, and the dry land. Verse 10, then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, has done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Now let's go over to, my God, Jesus, well, I want to go down a little bit further. Then he says, so they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea. Verse 15, God, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then, verse 16, the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. chapter 2, verse 1. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell. O God, cried I, and thou heardest my voice, for thou hast cast me into the deep in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All the thy billows and thy waves pass over me. My God. Then it goes on and lets us know how, while Jonah was yet in the belly praying and talking and asking God to forgive, the fish came and spit him up. Verse 9, he said, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and the fish vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Now, the word of God for the people of God, you have to understand who's in your ship. You have to understand. He said there's three things God is asking us to do. We must learn how to submit our will to the will of God, obey his word and his command, and arise for the call that God has called us to do in our life. There is a purpose that God has called for us all, oh God, as ministers of the gospel, oh God, and not ministers of the gossip. He said, look, I'm trying to put you all in the place, oh God, where you are the ones who bring light in the dark places and empowerment to the dark world. By the meeting, oh God, Jesus, the needs of the total person, financially, mentally, physically, and spiritually. He said, you are the light of the world, and I cause you to shine in dark places. If I sit you up on a hill, you can't be hid. You can't be hid. No matter where you go, David said it so well, if I make my bed in hell, there you are. If I go to the other, take wings and go to the uttermost parts of the heavens, of the flight of the air, he said, there you are. No matter where I am, God, there you are. So what is it that you fear that you can hide from God, who's calling you or calling us to do a work for the will of his purpose? My God, I believe Romans said it like this, the 8th chapter, Paul was talking, Jesus, he said, my God, Jesus, he said, all things work together for the good to them who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. Can I go on and flow with this, because I'm in a moment right now. Thank you, Jesus. So if I'm called by God and I'm glorified and justified and magnified by God, then that means there's nothing around me, nothing on me that can make me be hid, because I am a spectacle to the world. I am put out to be, oh God, Jesus, put up, oh God, and can't be shut up, oh God, in many instances and in situations in my life. Jesus, you can't have me under no bushel. You can't have me under no bed. You can't put me in no box. You can't put me nowhere under a flat top, oh God, where I can't be seen. My brilliance, my brightness from God is so pristine. Oh God, your brightness and your brilliance from God is so pristine. Jesus is becoming a man or woman of God. He won't let you hide. Notice he said he tried to get in a ship to go somewhere to flee from his presence. Oh God, those men understood him. They had their own God that they were praying to, but the shipmaster told him to pray to the Lord, his God, oh Jesus, because he understood fully, no matter what we do, we know that there's a God that's above even our gods. Oh Jesus, he is the God that created the heavens and the earth. He is the God, oh Jesus, that knows his people. Oh God, and lets his people run into his righteousness to be healed. He is the God that keeps us, God, stable, able, and available to do the work, the will, and the, oh God, the way that he designed it for us to do. Jesus, man, get yourself up out of your seat. Get yourself up out of your bed, woman. Get yourself up, oh God, out of that pity party. Because that's basically what Jonah was in. He was trying to hide from an assignment that God had on his life for him to do. Huh, Jesus, well, you don't get to pick and choose your assignments from God. When God gives us something to do, we ought to do it, oh God, without murmuring, complaining, without God has already designed and know exactly what he wants us to do. He's already paved the way to fix it and work it out for us. Jesus, but we just go on and on and on and on, and we try our best to hide. And you know, from even a child, you've been called to do this and called to do that of the Lord. You're so specially branded that people try to pick on you and talk about you. Oh, God, lie on you and try to do some things to manipulate you before you can even be developed fully. That's why I, you know, I pray about the little girls. I pray about the little boys that somebody just come along and steal your innocence. Oh, God, rape you and, oh, God, take you. Oh, God, for granted and show you. Oh, God, that, oh, God, that is a false sense of hope that you'll never be this or you'll never be that because, oh, God, they didn't want you. So but I put you in because I want you, Jesus. So but because they didn't want you, why don't you just come with me and I'll show you the world. Ain't that just like the devil? He'll dangle whatever in front of our face because somebody else has scarred us or marred us. Somebody else has hurt us. Somebody else has disappointed us, oh, God. Somebody has debilitated our mindset from being the best that we can be that God has already called us to be and do in our life. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, and there's no doubt in my mind somewhere Jonah was, oh, God, in a place of crippling thoughts, of debilitated thoughts in his mind that he's saying, well, Jesus, God, I know that you told me to do this, but who am I that you should call that I could go and talk to them people? Do you know about them people, God? No, God, the people, and none of them are mean people, evil people. They are dirty people, filthy people. They are men of war, women of war. They are people that every time you come into the room, they talk about you. They are the type of people that every time you come around, gee, they want to steal something from you. They want to take you for granted, take advantage of you, God. Look, I don't want to deal with them people, Jesus. You want me to go over there? You want me to bless them people or tell them folks about their wickedness? Hey, you tell them, you God, Jesus, who am I, oh God? But see, God took him. He said, hold up, son, you need to get yourself together. But see, that's what we need to understand. We are the mouthpieces of God. Jesus. Oh, God, he cannot come to the earth like he used to come, oh, God, by the voice that he used to have. Jesus, back in those days, he can do it, but the Bible said now it's an illegal thing, oh, God, for him to come down like he used to come. Thank you, Jesus. So he said, I'm sending my spirit to lead and guide you into all truth and righteousness. There is a place that I have prepared for my people. I'm trying to get you all in a place to let you know that you are the light of the world. I chose you to be the man, the woman of God, to come forth and to tell the people the sins, to cry aloud and show forth, oh God, that they are wrong where they are. Well, what do you mean? Why I got to show them? Because you are the one who's already gone through what they're going through, and I know that they are listening to you because you've already been delivered. Oh God, I've saved you. I've sanctified. I've magnified you. I've glorified you. I put you with my spirit and put my spirit in you so that when you stand before the people, you can become a bold soldier. Thank you, Jesus. You are, oh God, crying out to the city, letting them know, thank you, Jesus, I don't care about who they died around here. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to stop the rest of them from dying in their sin. Thank you, God. It doesn't matter how the devil keep trying to talk about what you ain't got, how you ain't got, why you ain't got. I don't care nothing about that. What I'm concerned about is what you're doing for me, because only what we do for Christ is what's going to last. Thank you, Jesus. So he said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Oh, God, well, who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Oh, God, he is the King of glory. Well, why are you saying like that, preacher? Because you need to understand, oh, God, when God gives you a command, gives you an assignment to do something, he's already gone before us to clear the way. Thank you, God. He just wants to know if he's going to make the next step. He's already made the first step. Can you make two? Oh, Jesus, help me, Holy Ghost. So, you know, the saints, oh, God, the old saints have already got the song so wrong. You know, if you make one step, he'll make two. No, God has already made his step. Thank you, Jesus. He's already showed forth his greatness, his kindness. He's already showed forth his love. He's already shed the blood for us to come forward full circle to make the devil know that he is God, that he is good, that he is, oh, God, available. He is the one who's going to help us and bring us to bring all everything we're going through, oh, God, to pass. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I, the Lord, shall do what? Deliver them out of them all. Why? Because he is our keeper, and as I keep my mind stayed on him, he keeps me in perfect peace. Why? Because I trust in God. He is my Jehovah. He is my Jehovah Rapha. He is my Jehovah Nisi. He is my Jehovah Shalom. He is my Jehovah Savoth. He is my Jehovah Mekadesh. He is my Jehovah, oh God, Jesus, Roha, my God. He is my Jehovah Rafiki. He is my Jehovah Reborn, my God. He is my Jehovah Zaboah. He is the one that's standing for me, fighting for me. Yes, he told, oh God, Jehoshaphat told everywhere, you need not to stand and fight in this battle. All I got to tell you to do is get somewhere and pray. Get on your face. Serve me, wow, God, with your whole heart. Seek me while I may be found. Call unto me while, oh God, I may hear your voice. Thank you, God. Jesus, and there's something about when you fast and pray. See, you got to understand, Jonah was put in the belly of the fish. He was made to fast. He was made to pray. He was put in the belly. He cried out, God, look, I sinned. I know I did wrong. I'm sorry. I know I can't run from you. Jesus, oh God, and if I got to be in this type of hell, Lord, I'm going to do everything you tell me to do. Everything you tell me to do. Whenever you tell me to do it. However you tell me to do it. Oh God, Jesus, get me out, Jesus. Get me out today. Good God, I've been down here so long. I've been down here, oh God, too long. I've been down here depressed. I've been down here stressed. I've been down here emulated from the world. I've been down here, and oh God, segregated and put apart from people. God, I need your help. I'll do it. Thank you, God. And that's all God said. What done? I told you, take it, Jesus, to do exactly what I say do. Jesus, you done even did what, I'm so glad you did run. Thank you, God. You even called these men to want to praise me and sacrifice something for me. And I appreciate you because you turned them from their gods to this God, Jesus. Oh, God. See, that's the issue. God does not put us in stuff to make us run from him, but he puts us in stuff to make us run to him. Yes, God, Jesus. But Satan always tried to counteract, a counterattack, and make the thing seem like it's off-brand that God is showing and telling us. Thank you, Jesus. But I got a God, Jesus, that makes me be fixed in faith. Yes, God, and help me, oh, God, to be blessing him because it's a fixed fight. Everywhere I go, it's a deal done and a done deal. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, it doesn't matter who is around me. Oh, God, if you come into where I am, you're going to have to be blessed. You're going to have to, oh, God, get some kind of holiness to rub off on you. You're going to have to get some kind of righteousness to rub off. You're going to have to get some kind of praise to rub off on you. You're going to have to get some kind of worship to rub off on you. Thank you, God. Because if you come in my ship, thank you, Jesus, we going to shout show. If you come in my ship, we going to praise God. If you come in my ship, we're going to lift our voices. If you come in my ship, yes, God, we're going to lift our hands. If you come in my ship, oh, God, we're going to shout the victory. If you come in my ship, good God, today I feel something in my spirit. If you come in my ship, we're going to dance before the Lord like David danced. Yeah. If you come in my ship, we're going to, oh, God, pray before the Lord like David prayed. If you come in my ship, oh, my son, it's a favor in this ship. You come in my ship, it's some glory in this ship, my God. If you come in my ship, oh, God, Jesus, it's a hope in this ship. Good God, I feel it in my soul. If you come in my ship, thank you, Jesus, it's some hand clapping, some foot stomping. Yes, God, some lip slapping and some knee tapping. If you come in my ship, good God, today, it's some healing in this ship. You come in my ship, it's some deliverance in this ship. You come in my ship, it's some tongue talking, tongue speaking, in this ship. Hey, God, if you come in my ship, good God, today, you're coming out a winner. If you come in my ship, you're coming out victorious. If you come in my ship, you're coming out triumphant. If you come in my ship, you're coming out an overcomer. If you come in my ship, you're coming out more than a conqueror. If you come in my ship, oh, God, today, you're going to see the God that I serve. Yeah, God, he's a real God, not a plaything God. He's a real God, not a part-time God. He's a real God of the Lord, the Hoshia Masi. He's a real God in our right now, God. He's a real God to serve. He's a real God to the Lord, praise. He's a real God to the Mokodia Shatanohosi to give reverence to. He's the real God, Jesus, in my ship. Thank you, Jesus. If anything, we throwing the devil off the ship. Oh, God, hallelujah. And every demon that's with him is going to. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, see, you have to learn how to clean out your vessel. My God, this vessel, couldn't do that if the Holy Ghost didn't dwell down on the inside of my ship. See, the Demoshi, see, we rather put some people in the ship that used to be with us, oh God, that don't belong in there anymore. Thank you, God. Jesus, and we'll put the ones who aren't actually belong in there, we'll put them out. Thank you, God. Jesus, the one who telling us to fast, the one who telling us to pray, the one who telling us to shout, the one who telling us to worship, the one who telling us to praise God, we'll put them out. But the one who telling us to go to the club, the one that's telling us, oh God, Jesus, to go pimp that thing, you know, whip that thing, yeah, we'll bring them in. The one who telling us, oh God, girl, if it was me, I wouldn't have gave the money back that I found, even though I knew it was her. If it was, oh God, me, I wouldn't have did it like this. See, in this ship, we can't let the devil ride. Thank you, Jesus. So therefore, God said, I'm providing something new. I'm glorifying you. I'm beautifying you because you're meek, and I have my salvation on your ship. Yes, God, and salvation comes to clear the house. Salvation comes to clear the way. Salvation comes to make you whole. Salvation comes to fix you up. Salvation comes to bring you up. Salvation comes to put you up. Yes, God. So why let the devil set you up? Yes, Lord. So I appreciate God for this ship. Hey, glory to God. Yes, Lord. So I tell you and I pray to you. I pray for you, should I say, and I pray to God for you that you, oh God, get your ship together. Keep your house in order. Clean your vessel up. Let him do it. Let him fish him. Fish you. Let him prepare you for him. Yes, God, Jesus. Oh, God, and then as you let him prepare you, then you prepare the way for the Lord and let the devil know. Let the demons know. Let the folk on your job know. The Bible said it just like this. You want to read it for yourself. Philippians, fourth chapter. Yeah. He said it like this. Let your moderation be known unto all men that the Lord is at hand. Yes, God. In this very God, oh, God, of peace that passes all your understanding. Yes, God, after you pray for him and supplicated unto him, he will keep your mind in perfect peace. After you've done that, yeah, think on those things that are honest. Think on those things that are just. Think on those things that are pure. Think on those things that are lovely. Think on those things that are of a good report. If you see or if you find any virtue in these things, think on these things. And as you're thinking on these things, make yourself be content where you are until I bring you to another special place in my world. My God, because there's another realm and another faith that God wants to bring you to. He said, from faith to faith, from glory to glory. And by God, I believe Paul said it like this. I've learned how to be content in those things because I've been rich and I've been poor. I've been up and I've been down. I've been sick and I've been well. But in all things, I've learned to be content. And not only that, I know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Why? Because, oh God, my God shall supply all of my need according to his riches and glory. Glory through by Christ Jesus. Y'all pray my strength of the Lord. I love y'all. Y'all be blessed until we talk again next week. God bless you, and God bless you some more. Goodbye.